Marama. Ah. Imaramba. Ah. Ah. Imarama. To the King who sits on the throne. Imarama. To the King who sits upon the throne. Imarama. Ilavala kataye lelele zeyadayaba. Imarama. Imarama.
To the King who sits on the throne.
Eyaba egelele labaya zayaya.
To the King who sits on the throne.
Sing it again, Imarama. For one young lady this morning. You are from Borneo State. I minister to you. Where are you? Come. Kedaya brade asakatayaba. There are people in this place that your what God is about to do for you is similar to what God is doing for this precious sister. I see the stars over you changing. There are people in this place that are ordained to be the channel of mighty supply for their families. You have been complaining. If I was born in another family, stop complaining. Your ordination is that through you, your family's name shall be known. Through you, like Joseph, in the time of famine, your family will be sustained. Lift up your hands. The power of God is coming upon you. I see seven people like that, like her, in this place. As I am praying for her, the same manifestation is happening to them. Because what God is doing is God is suddenly raising you up. God is... Now, this kind of miracle is not like an ordinary miracle. Because God is lifting you from an environment you have been seeing all your life. It is workings of miracles. Kataya bradia. Mere kete kese keta. Regedea daayabaria tashahatayaba. Let the stars change. Let the stars change. Let the stars change over you. Meregepe ketele brado aswa merakata ya bariata beketike mezegelia morodo shehebriata yaba melebe keteyaba. You see, there's something about lifting power. It's coming upon her now. When you see people in my meetings and they start jumping up, it's lifting power. It means that God is shooting them out of their environment. That is why. That's why. It's God shooting them out of their environment. You see what will happen to this sister now. Meraba shaya brada kasiata. Hold that well, hold that well, hold that well. You see that thing? You see her jumping? You see her legs? You see that? There are seven people here. The same manifestation. Help her, help her, help her. Help them as the power of God is come. You see them jumping, jumping, jump. Whether you are sitting down or you are standing up, it does not matter. The power of God, help that brother. They are helping, helping. Seven, bring them forward. Marao Sayabaria Gaya de Baya. Mere Kataya Bale Sayaba. Merara Taya Gariata. Lifting power. Regete Keya. Bishop, you are one of them. As you are there, just wait. The power of God will bring to you. Merao Sayabaria Gabaya Dayaba. Erere Kerea Dalebayede. Imarama, Imarama.
Ah,
Five more people.
Imarama.
Imarama.
Elala daya gada yaba.
Ele.
Mira no shaya daya ba.
Imarama.
Imarama.
Imarama. To the one who sits on the throne. Imarama. To the one who sits on the throne.
Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. I know your mouths are under the power. Okay. Of late, the word greatness has been sounding in my spirit. And if I want to teach it, we can't. By estimation, I need nothing less than 4 series to teach this message. So I will just give you a preview. And then we'll continue swimming in this river. I'm just saying it because there's about to be a manifestation of an impartation of greatness on people. As if there are very few people that are expecting this impartation. I heard 5 people saying amen. There are 20 now. Those of you that I saw you cross that red line, watch what will happen in your life from today. You'll be rejoicing at the phone calls because I speak as God's prophet. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Matthew 11:11-12. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God, heaven, suffered violence. And the violent take it by what? By force. Luke chapter 22. From verse 24, we do some reading there. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I'm among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my father had appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that I may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. The Lord told Abraham, come out of your father's house to a place that will show you. God told him the first time he didn't come out. God had to tell him the second time. And the name of his father, Terah, means delay. Second time he came out and he said, I will make your name great. I will make of you a great nation. That means that God has a plan in the Abrahamic blessing to make you great. Now the world has its own definition of greatness. The Hebrew word that is used for great in the Bible is gadol, most times. And then the Greek word is megas. It is from there we get mega church. Mega church means a great church. So God promised. He said that I will make you great. And God has fulfilled that promise. The three major religions of this world, they trace their patriarchy to Abraham. They might argue whether it is Isaac that carried the blessing, whether it is Ishmael, but there is no argument about Abraham. Because God said, I will make you great. That means that greatness means that a man is larger than life, extraordinary, bigger than life, that it influences spans, space and time. That means that when a man, a woman becomes great, the person ceases to be a local champion. In ever increasing circles, God is increasing his sphere of influence. The world has its definition of greatness. And incidentally, the Bible refers to those people too as great, like Nebuchadnezzar. But the purpose for Bible greatness and the route to Bible greatness is different. And we are in a day that God has to raise up great people to fulfill his end time agenda. Those days of saying that, is not big people God is using. No. The Bible says that, but you see your calling. Brethren, there are not many wise men after the flesh. Not many noble, not many wise. He didn't say not no noble. He said not many noble, not many wise. But if you look at scriptures, scriptures are the stories of men from encounter to encounter. And the story of great men from one great man to another. Listen well, oh. Because there are people here, I gave that word of knowledge in the morning. There are people here that God has put greatness in front of you, but you are shying away from it. Tonight you will step in. Oh. Yeah. I said tonight you will step in. Yeah. There are God's purposes that cannot, that even the prophet has his limitations. That prophets have to raise great men to be able to bring the purposes of God to pass. And is it not instructive that many of the people, there is nobody that is significant in Bible that the Bible talks about that God saw as a lowly man and left him lowly. The Bible is replete of stories of how God raised men from the dunghill and set them among princes. And there are many times in scriptures that there are other alternatives, but God cannot use those people because God caters the great of the society to use. God transforms people into greatness and uses them as great men. When he sent Joseph ahead, Joseph was not there pushing wheelbarrow. He could not sustain Israel like that. God had to walk his way to the palace. To greatness, for him to be able to deliver his people from famine. Nehemiah was a steward in the palace, so he's the one that God chose, not the elders of the children of Israel. Say greatness. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that Christ will make his grave with the wicked and the rich in his deaths. Deaths in plural. Isaiah 53. Talking about the vicarious sacrifice of Christ. On the cross, Christ made his grave with the wicked between two thieves. But he had to make his grave with the rich. By this time, the apostles were not around. They had taken off.
It was Joseph of Arimathea, a great man that came around to fulfill prophecy, that was able to ask for the body of Jesus and go and bury him in a sepulcher that had never been used before, that prophecy might be fulfilled. And we are getting to that place again, where God, by his prophets, is raising great men, great women for the end time harvest. No. God is only interested in massive crusades. God is interested in massive crusades. And God is interested in the influence of one man. That is why Bible stories are stories of men. They are not just the greatest Bible stories are stories of men, not just stories of phenomena. It is through the lives of men we see the phenomena. Philip was holding a crusade, citywide crusade in Samaria, and the people gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were lame and paralyzed were healed, and there was great joy in the city. This crusade was mighty, that it attracted the attention of the pillars of the church. Peter and John came there, but then God told him, come out, go on that way called desert. And he started going. And then he saw a man, a eunuch, under Candace, the queen. And he said, join yourself to that chariot. And he joined himself to that chariot. This man was like minister of finance of a country in Africa. He was reading Isaiah 53. He said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I understand? Except a man teach me. That man got born again. The Spirit of God caught him up. Listen, that means someone that is doing that kind of evangelistic outreach, God saw the salvation of this great man as important as that crusade he was doing. That God will pluck him from Samaria crusade that attracted the apostles and said, go and look for one man. God is increasing your greatness. So. Many times for us, we are satisfied to just be where we are. I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm free, I'm going to heaven. Praise God. But God wants to do more through you. Talk to your neighbor and say, God wants to do more through you. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 39. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Look, there are two signs here. These two signs show you the agenda of God in these end times. The first sign, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth, so in the waste valley, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Next verse. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. He's talking about the first sign. The first sign is a sign of massive repentance. Why? Because we are putting forth the finished work of Christ. The sign is that Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. And then he refers to repentance again. That's the first sign. But then there is a second sign. What's the second sign? The queen of the south, that's the queen of Sheba, shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, the greater than Solomon is here. The second sign is that the children of God, having seen the finished work of Christ, are rising up in that power with such wisdom that they are confounding their generations. And it's happening in your lifetime. I say it is happening in my lifetime. I'll put a definition up for greatness. After time me in another 20 minutes, I'll stop. And then we enter back into the river. So if you look at scriptures, okay? If you look at scriptures, the Bible talks about greatness. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed, verse 2, Psalm 112, shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the righteous shall be blessed. So there are two things. There is the seed mighty upon the earth, that's peace. And the generation of the righteous, that's time. Do you understand what I'm saying? The seed mighty upon the earth means that they are covering the earth. The generations means that they are going past one generation. That means that greatness has to do with exceeding space and time. Let me give you a definition. If you can write it down, write it down. Greatness is God raising a man to be a blessing beyond the limitations of time and space, thus enabling him to influence generations and nations outside the restrictions of his chronological and geographical confinement. Should I say it again? Greatness is God raising a man to be a blessing beyond the limitations of time and space, thus enabling him to influence generations and nations outside the restrictions of his chronological and geographical confinement. Praise God. That means that when you read books like Pilgrim's Progress, that is the work of greatness. That is, that book has been written since hundreds of years, and you are still reading it. Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, has been said to be the bestseller of all times apart from the Bible. And yet Jesus said that the smallest person in this kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. So what I am doing today, if you want to title this message, it is Sounding Greatness. You know, that is magazine. It is Sounding Greatness. I'm calling forth greatness from within you. I am not bringing it upon you. I'm calling it out from within you. There are songs we sing today that have been there for years. We sing How Great Thou Art. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thine hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, your power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Those are songs that have been there since. I was in my boys' school last week, and they were singing that song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. As they were singing that third verse, I was crying. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings. He's risen with healing in his wings. Mighty lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give a second birth. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory. Glory to the new born king. Those songs are coming out from your spirit. Those books are coming out from your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I am talking to your spirit. Your spirit is arising as I'm talking. Those songs are coming out. Those books are coming out. Those inventions are coming out. Your generation is glad you came. Spend some part of this afternoon weeping. Weeping. When I hear the news of the homegoing of Reinhard Bonnke, my wife had to comfort me. Say, I know you love him so much. I was weeping. Over 78 million souls in 79 years. That means on the average, plus the time he was wearing nappy, 1 million souls per year. That's greatness. That's greatness. David said, let me die that kind of death. That's greatness. So the Bible says the greater than Solomon is there. The Bible says that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him. But we see from scriptures that greatness can be increased. Psalm 71, I think 21 or so, it says that thou wilt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. The Bible says, and the man became great and was great until he became very great. I mean that greatness is in levels. And the greater you become, the more you can fulfill God's plans and purposes for your generation. There are some of you here, you have good intentions. So you have good, very good intentions. But you need resources. You need greatness. You need weight to fulfill the plans of God for your generation. You are waxing great. You are moving forward. You are becoming what? Very great. But now, for the kingdom, there are people outside. I don't know what you see. I am moving. I pass by places, you know. I pass by Muson Center in Lagos. I look. I told somebody, I said, we will fill up this place for Great Grace Campaign. I don't know what you see. I don't know what you see. I don't know what you see. You are passing by stadiums. You are looking. I said that we will pack out these stadiums for the gospel. So you are looking at stock market. They are talking about NASDAQ. You are looking at it. You are saying, I will sponsor the gospel. That the gospel will get to distant lands just because of you. God is raising great men. Yeah. He's injecting you into the system. In the name of Jesus. Hear me, oh, nothing is impossible. I am not talking as a lecturer. I am a prophet of the living God. I am telling you what God has started doing on the earth. One of our partners came, one of my young men, he came for immersion. As he came for immersion, he stood up to talk during immersion explosive. And what he said is that, I've been keeping this testimony, and I said that I won't give this testimony until my business is in 9 digits. That's in hundreds of millions. I have entered, and that's why I'm coming to give this testimony. You are giving those kinds of testimony next community. You are giving those kinds of testimonies next community. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
People are living ahead of their time. Influencing places. Influencing cities. Changing culture. Listen, you can change culture such that your community will see things even before the prophets will see it, because they are blind. The Bible says that Magi's wise men came from the east. They saw a star. How is it that they were looking for that star? How is it that they were looking for that star? Remember the time of Daniel? The Bible says that when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to kill all of them, and Daniel saw that vision, Nebuchadnezzar made him the chief of the magicians. And he encoded the mystery of the coming of Christ in their science, in their culture, that when Christ came, they were able to look and see the star and say, this is what Daniel was talking about. When they came to Herod's palace, even the religious zealots did not know. It was when he said that, go and find out, that they went and said, sir, it is true. That means that somebody that encoded something in culture, the thing gave birth before even the religious zealots saw it. God is increasing your greatness, so. There are songs that they have not been sung. There are genres that have not come down. There are people here that are rising up with those genres. There are people that say that there is Afro beat. There is Afro Sino beats. Do you know? There are different beats that have not landed the surface of this earth. Great people like you are bringing it out. Katayabaria dahashi. You will increase my greatness. You will comfort me on every side. Let me say these three things. I feel the power of God coming back. Small time. Number one, there is a character for greatness. And that's what Jesus said in Luke. Jesus said, the person that be great amongst you must be the servant of everybody. Servant of everybody means does not mean that you should go and take up a menial job somewhere. It means that what is in your heart is to serve your generation. You are not looking for money because you want to appear in city people. You are getting the money because you want to sponsor the gospel, because you want to raise men in the society. That is service. The Bible says that David, after he had served his generation, fell asleep. He didn't serve his generation cleaning the streets. He was king of Israel. That means that it is a heart condition. This character of greatness is a heart condition. By the time God gives me this car, people too will know that I'm serving a mighty God. Not only unbelievers that can do a physio, they will see divine ephesia. They will see holy ephesia and holy sharp. The Bible says that ye ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss to consume it on your lusts. Anna, Penina was on her neck. Penina was on her neck. Elkana will say, am I not more than 10 sons to you? Penina will say, well, we are the ones that have children. Some people, they don't know how to wear diaper. You know, it's not everybody that can wear diaper, because when you don't have children, can you wear diaper? And Anna was there looking. And there was pain. He said, God, solve this shame for me. Solve this shame for you. No manifestation. Lord, look at the way my people are looking at me. Will you be looking at me like this? No manifestation from heaven. No. Until she saw service. Until she said, Lord, if you will give me a son, I will give him back to you. Then manifestation came. Because God had been looking for an avenue to bring in a prophet after many years of silence. He could not see. Look, there are... Availability does not mean that God will use people. There are people that are available, but they are unusable. Yieldedness is different from available. F.F. Bosworth said, when we want God, what God wants, for the reason for which God wants it, we are unstoppable. Praise God forevermore. It is the key to greatness. Oh. The questions in your heart is the key to greatness. By the time God sponsors me, I wear my bling bling now. I go back to my village. Do you know my God is a good God? go to village, you say, elder, how are you? How are you? Because you are wearing diamond wristwatch. How are you? How are you? How are things in the village? How are things in the village? God does not prosper us to live a more pleasure. God is not against your pleasure. But there is an amount of pressure that must be on a man to fulfill destiny. There is an amount of pressure. If that pressure is released from you, there'll be problem. God knows that there is an amount of pressure. You must put yourself under that pressure. Paul said that she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she's still alive. So God is not against the good things of life. But God has a bigger vision. God has a bigger vision. In everything that God is doing, we must see our place in God's plans. Men of Issachar, 2 Chronicles 12:32, they knew the times and the seasons and what Israel ought to do. They saw the place in the picture of God's plans. The Bible says that their brothers were at their command. Is this a Koboko message? Something is rising within you. Something is rising within you. It is rising within you. God appeared to Gideon. Gideon did not say, "Sir, look at the way I'm hiding now. At least if I have one beamer now, will I be like this? If I had money in my account, won't people be saying that my God is a good God?" God would have said, "Beamer, take beamer. Take 5 million on your account. Bye-bye. I'm going to look for somebody else." It was the questions in his heart, questions of service. If God is for us, where are all his miracles? T.L. Osborne said that he was there crying and saying that, Charles S. Price has gone. E.W. Kenyon has gone. Now Smith Wigglesworth has gone. Who will take the power of Jesus to this next generation? God said, "You are the one." It's because God saw his heart. Solomon looked up to heaven. God said, "Ask what I will give you." He said, "What will you give me?" You know, I'm very particular about my dressing. Very particular about my dressing. I want everything to be symmetrical. And then shoes are my thing. What a foolish... They say, "Shoes are my thing." Shoes are your thing. Shoes are your thing. You have missed God with that. He said, "Lord, give me wisdom for this your people. Who can rule this your people without wisdom?" God said, "Wow, you have not asked for the head of your enemies. You have not asked for riches. Because of that, I will give you the wisdom and such riches that no man before you or after you shall ever." That's greatness. But it came with a heart of service. God saw Eliab. Hey, look, God is a God of processes. Oh. Praise God forever. Are you listening to me? Are you there? God is a God of processes. That means that when God visits a house, God will carry Bible to visit the house. Do you understand? God has processes. In the Bible, God will rather choose a firstborn because that is his system. It is when the firstborn fails that God will look for somebody else. It's because that is ordination. It's just sometimes, you know, many times for us, when a king is fighting you, God many times does not remove the king. God turns the heart of the king. Because the power was ordained of God. That's why the Bible says that the heart of the king, it does not say the heart of man. It says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Like waters, it turns them, because that is God's ordination. When God visited the house of Jesse looking for a king, it was Eliab be considered first because he was the first son. When Samuel saw Eliab, he said, "Behold, the anointed of the Lord is before him." God said, "No, God does not see as man sees. He's not the one. For I have rejected him." That means that God considered him. It's something to say that, "For he's not the one." We know that. We probably God saw. No. God came to the house and said, "Firstborn is the one we consider. Reuben is the one we consider. When he messes up, we look for Joseph." I have rejected him. It was David. unless you see this story, you will never know where God is going. David gets to battle to give them victories, and then he sees Goliath. Eliab said, what are you doing here? What are you? I know the pride of your heart. You came to find out battle because you want to be popular. When we are in that place where it is all about me, I'm thinking of how we appear on TV, how we are, how people will know me. Ah, God cannot do much with us. Now, for everything we want to do, in our mind, the perks of the office are there. But in our heart, it must be for God's purpose. Because David himself asked and said, what will they give to the man that kills? They did tell him that God will be great in his life. They said, you will be tax-free. You will marry the king's daughter. In his mind, he was interested in that. But in his heart, is there not a curse? You must see something bigger than you. That is the key to greatness. You must serve people with your gift. That's the key to greatness. There are young men that are so into doctrine. And I'm a doctrinally accurate, if you know me. They are so into doctrine that God can hardly use them. Because it is ego that is hiding behind doctrine. They study the Bible so that you can't win an argument against them. To them, they say that we are sticklers for the world. We are doctrine people. God cannot use them. Because what they are really after is their ego. When you talk, they say, I will go and check the Bible again. I will come back. We will continue this discussion. They search, such a strong, exhaustive. Dicks are notated. That's the rema. Let's continue from where we stop. You can't bless people like that. Praise God forevermore. Somebody, one of my young men, he said that my calling is to make sure that the doctrine of Christ is exalted so that false doctrine is sent out of the city. I said, that is not from heaven. It's not from heaven, no. It does not sound. There are churches, when you hear the name, you know that name did not come from Zion. Kill the witches and destroy the enemy's ministries. That one is not God that gave. It's not God that gave that one. No. Fire against your enemy ministries. Your suffering is enough ministries. Koboko Ministries International. And they write down under, wielding the whip of the spirit over the nations of the earth. You will know it's not God that sent them. It's the same thing. I said, where did you get this one from? He said, no, the false doctrine. I said, do you think there was no false doctrine in the time of Jesus? False doctrine were here before you were born. They will remain here. Jesus' ministry statement, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, deliverance to the captives. Ministry is people-centric. The doctrine is a tool for the fulfillment of that ministry. Or else, you'll be a Pharisee, you'll be a modern-day Pharisee. Character of greatness is service. I'll stop there. Number two. Character of greatness and the competence of greatness. There's one verse that Ogabobi likes. Psalm 78, verse 72. So he fed them, David, according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. So people can be fed but not guided. They can't go out as calves leaping out of the stall. They are fed with the integrity of heart, but they are guided with skillfulness of hands. That brings me back to what I said. There are people that are unusable. So God has to do more work on them. It's not like people now, they say that, I am looking for a job. There are plenty jobs. Yes, There are people that are unemployable. They are unemployable. And people nowadays are not ready to start training people anywhere. Go and train yourself and come. They'll be looking for you. Charles Spurgeon said, God will blow through a ram's horn until he sees a silver trumpet. God will blow through a ram's horn until he sees a silver trumpet. Skillfulness of hands. David did not fire that slingshot and close his eye. If you read Bible, the Bible says that there was a standard of slinging that David instituted, that you must be able to sling at 200 yards and hit a hair's breadth there. That is like we going to range and saying that the people that can go here, you must be able to fire bullseye from 200 meters. That means that he was skilled. The power of God came upon his skill. God does not sponsor mediocrity. God anoints people to be diligent and to be the best where they are. God does not sponsor mediocrity. Every time people come to give testimony of mediocrity, I know that after that, shortly after that, there is a dangerous prayer point waiting for me. I want to thank God. I have never gone to school. I've never done anything before, but they just gave me that job. And I am just there. I am just trusting God to just help me through the job. Because people are all there. They are reading. Me, I just say, it's grace that... Grace has opened the door. Grace will stand you on your feet. Look at scriptures. There is nobody in scriptures that we see that God raised up. That we see in scriptures, so, that God raised up, that God did not anoint to be the best among his contemporaries. Look at Daniel. After them eating vegetable, they did come and they say, hey, brothers, God bless us. Do you know we came last in that exam? We came last. So God just did one miracle like this. The next day, our names came on top. After that, a dangerous prayer point is waiting. Because by the time Nebuchadnezzar will say, bring them and start conversing with them, I say, What is Python? Python is, computer. No, Python is a big snake. If Python should wrap itself around you, Oga, you are in trouble. No, we are talking about computer language now. But, Oga, Python. Akoba Adaba Olomajari. That means it's coming back with every prayer point. Heavy prayer point. I don't know what I said to the king, go, and I was praying favor. I don't know what I said to the king. He don't provoke. How would he provoke? Praise God forevermore. Are you getting something? The grace of God will stand you. You are a hair fashion designer. You are a saloonist. You are making hair. God will make you the number one where you are. There are some of us who God has been trying to push us. It is because of this that God cannot move us past where we are. Because it will be disastrous for everybody. So that you cannot be a tailor that after we see your dress, it is like a carpenter is the one that did it. And we don't know why people are not patronizing us. Why people are not patronizing us. They are going to Togo. They are going to Benin Republic to bring artisans. Is it that we are not good enough? Good enough? We tell you to arrange curves like this. You arrange curves. I come. This is not straight. Oga is straight. And your eye, now you don't see her well. This thing is not straight. Oga, if you come this side, you go see, say it's straight. This is not a laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. Every prayer point, we'll be praying. Save us the prayer. Let us use prayer for word evangelism. everywhere you are, look, ministers of the gospel, they study the word of God, they pray, and you should do so too. The wickedness of this world demands that you be as spiritual as your pastor. But if you are a doctor and it's only the Bible you are reading, then you and your patients are in trouble. God will give you speed when you carry that book. God will open your eyes, but the book must be carried. I am into leadership here. You say, do you know John C. Maxwell? Is he a Nollywood actor or what? A man of God came to meet another man of God. He said, ministry is not working for me, sir. Everything is just tight. Everything is tight. He said, no, you have to pray. He said, do you fast? I said, I fast once in a while. I fast at 12. Now that won't be fasting. He said, do you know Ayo Babalola? He said, Ayo Babalola, sir, is he a politician? Or he said, you don't know Apostle Ayo Babalola? He said, get out of my office. He said, sir, don't beg, sir. Which party, sir? Is it APC or? Don't be blank. Don't be blank. You need diligence. You need your heart to be strengthened. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Study to show yourself approved, means that be diligent. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? Praise God forevermore. Are you getting something? No. Greatness means that a man, the Bible says that Job became the greatest man in the East. And you will continue dancing around though. Some of you, God has given you great gifts. You have never developed those gifts. You are singing, but you don't sing again. You are cooking. That is how you are going to be a millionaire. Amen. But you have to gather these things. One amen. She will see it happen. Amen. You have to gather this thing. And that is why the Bible says that, for you will increase my greatness and comfort me. Why comfort when God is increasing your greatness? Because it is painful to the flesh when God is increasing you. Your mind will scream. You are going out of your comfort zone. Your body will scream. Everything around you will be crying. You will want to run back. God will comfort you and say, keep there. Stay there and encourage you. One young man sent me a message. He said, sir, after that meeting, that was the meeting last month, he said, I got the word. I've opened a pharmacy. I intend to open thousands of others, but this is the first one. Speak word. Send me the picture. Beautiful pharmacy. You have to step out. You can't be depending on senator and uncle to be sending you recharge card. Joseph was a dreamer. As long as he was a dreamer, he was down there. His brothers, we are hating on him. There are people are hating you now and stoning you. It's not because they are jealous of your shine. It's because you have not developed your gift. Only people around me, just jealous of my shine. Nobody can stop my swago. Now, Baba God, give me. All that kind of confession. Stop it and start pushing upwards. You have to go and do business, transfer business in great waters. One young man told me that, sir, I want oil well. I said, even me, man, I want oil well. He said, but we are working on it. The next thing he said that we have a meeting with so and so person. After that, the next thing he said, my company, sir, they gave giving us visa. I'm going abroad for a meeting. Small boy like this, I say, now so some of you, your destiny as a man has not started running because you have not stood up. You are waiting for something to happen. God is waiting for you to do something. Joseph was there dreaming. They were throwing stones at him. He could not leave that level. They sold him into captivity. He was on that local level. because all he could do was dream. When he saw, I saw the sun, I saw 11 sheaves buying out to my sheep. They said, what's the meaning of that? I said, I don't know. That means that was the limit of the maturity of his gift. He could not live there. God himself could not promote him. And then when the brothers vexed, that's why I said, some vexing, you are the one causing it. When the brothers vexed, the father said, Yakuri, you know he's a small boy. He's your younger brother. Until he saw the next dream. Join the father up. Say, I've dreamed again. No. He said, what do you see? I saw the sun, I saw the moon, and the 11 stars bowing down to me. The brothers were smiling. Jacob said, my friend, what kind of rubbish is that? He said, Daddy, Yakuri now. You were the ones called. Oh, you shut up there. You, what kind of thing are you seeing? But he could not interpret. He remained there. Because that interpretation was not that his father and mother will bow to him. It was that the forces of Egypt, worshipping the sun and the moon, will bow down to him. He remained on that local. There are some of you, you are local because you have not matured your gift. That song you sing, in one song, there are 5 different keys. Flat, sharp, everything in one song. Those days of, just, please, people of God, let's listen to the tune. Listen to the lyrics, the message, and not the tune. Those days are gone forever. When David was coming to the palace, they didn't say, let's look for an anointed minstrel. They said, let's look for a skillful minstrel. There are people that when they play, they are not anointed though. The anointing will come on you. There are microphones. When you speak, the anointing will come upon you. There are others like this one. But there are others. Vexation of spirit. You thought, hello? What's this? As you come by like this, anointing has lifted. You start looking for it. Where did it go to? I mean, check behind that chair. Is that where the anointing? Where did it go to? As you are talking, it will cease again. Then you went to the prison. There are some of you, you are in the dungeon because God is trying to force you to mature your gift. The problems that are facing you are not problems that you should go for nightly. They are problems that should stir you up to go and study to mature your gift. It was in the dungeon for the first time that we heard that Joseph is interpreting. All this while he could not interpret it. But stop there. That was the level. He was lord over. He was in charge of the prison. That was the level. That was the level of deliverance that God had given him. The butler and the baker, they had dreams. He said, tell us the dream. He said, this is the interpretation. You, in 3 days, they will cut off your head. You, in 3 days, you will be restored. He said, what are we going to do? He said, what can you do? He used to wait for it now. What else do you want to do? He said, no, is there any way we can change what? You can't change anything. That was the limit of the maturity of his gifting. He remained there for another 2 years. He said, look, please, remember me when you get to the king's palace. That is, sir, take my proposal. Madam, look, my phone, see my card. Portfolio with our office. See my card. Can you take my card? Anybody that you just see, I sing too, and I bake too. And I sell fabric. You just scattered everywhere. That one thing will make every other thing fall in place for you. That one gift that you are not hurrying will make every other thing fall in place for you. By the time he stood before Pharaoh, then you know why God was waiting. After 2 years, when he stood before Pharaoh, the gift was fully matured. When they said, this is what I saw, he said, wow, the two mean the same thing. When you hear a man that his gift is matured, you will hear the authority in his voice. He's not dancing around shallow waters. He said, this is the interpretation. 7 years of famine, of plenty, then 7 years of famine. King said, so what should we do? If it was 2 years ago, they would say, there's nothing you can do. You don't wait for it. Snap selfie as you are eating. Snap your food. Send it around to everybody so that you can remember how you ate. Oh, because you na go suffer. You go see where. That is why God did not release him that time. Oh. They said, what do we do? He said, now this is application. The gift was fully matured. He became prime minister. Time has gone, I beg. Sing one anointed, powerful thing. Let me enter prophetic again. There are some of you that you have to build this competence. The only thing God can do for you is to send you teachers. He says that your teachers will no longer be hid from you, but your eyes will see your teachers. That's the way God can help you. But when your teachers come, recognize that they have come. Thank you, Lord. Paragada Sayata. And number three is capacity. There is character of service for greatness. There is developing competence for greatness. And then capacity for greatness. There are people that do things well, but they are just too small. Their heart is too small. They can't be great. God has to bring them into the presence of greatness, or prophets, to speak words that will enlarge them. That's why after Saul finished with that small mindset with Samuel, the Bible says, as it turned, God gave him another heart. That is heart that has capacity to contain the manifestations that were about to happen. Capacity. There are people that cannot, they come here, they jump, they, oh God, we are taking over the city. We are taking, are you seeing it? Have you met the people that have this largeness of heart to do it? And this capacity does not just come on people. It comes with encounters. It comes with encounters. That is why I'm encouraging you. Leave these shallow waters where you are. Leave this shallow. It is, Reverend Beldo was talking about choice. It is just your choice that will move you from where to are, to where you are supposed to be. You make up your mind, I am marching out of here. I am entering into deeper waters. Then you set your mind in prayer. Some of you have to be looking at the globe, some of you that think that Moscow is the local government in Lagos, you'll be looking at this globe, then you'll be seeing yourself around the world, touching the world for Jesus. One translation, Passion Translation, it says that if you seek great things, Matthew 6:32, then God will add the little things to you. If you seek great, that is why it is easier to do big things than to do small things now. Talk to your neighbor, say, I am rising up. Encounter Gideon. One encounter with the angel of the Lord, his voice changed. Shouted, 32,000 people gathered for a man that was hiding. That was an encounter. Daily manna is not encounter. I'm not saying you should not read daily manna. I'm talking about when heaven visits you in prayer. When you are opening the word of God, something shines on your heart. That is the encounter. There are some of you, you are trying to power a 100 kba destiny with I pass my neighbor. That's the problem. Your destiny, 100 kba is I pass my neighbor that is there. You will start it like this, it will cough, bah, 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 I go off. Then you come with prayer point. Sir, I started that business. It is capacity. You might be capable, but not have enough capacity. I passed my neighbor mechanical generator of 500 kva. The capability is the same thing. Capacity is different. Both of them are producing electricity. But the level at which they are the capacity to produce is different. That means that what that mechanic will do in 1 hour, I pass my neighbor, we do it 30 days running non-stop. You must be putting oil as it's running to produce the kind of power that mechanic will produce in 1 hour. That is why in this meeting, God is upgrading your systems. I didn't hear that, amen. I said God is upgrading your system. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Upgrade. Something had changed. You come from meetings like this, the power of God come upon you. He said, he came upon you, I stood up. You didn't just stand up. Something had... A young man came for miracle and healing convention. Yeah. I saw something hit him. I said you are hitting your city like a thunderbolt. Is there something hit him there? He went back to Lagos and did a program, a mentoring program for not for everybody, for people that their annual income is from $100,000. I think, is it $50,000 to $100,000 that want to shift it up to $1 million? 6 people came from US. One of the people even had Skype chat with me. The man is a billionaire. He said, I'm so impressed about, and he said that you are the mentor. You are the one that I said, I'm the one. God is helping us. As he was talking, I was talking my own too. It looks wow. You are very intelligent, billionaire. I said, you think say Niger they carry last? They came, they were impressed. 6 of them, he brought 6 of those rich people here. What happened when the thunderbolt hit him? Capacity. You are inviting people from your village here to come to Abuja. They are saying no. The people are coming and they are reading security report and they are still coming. Something is shifting inside you tonight. Kadaya bradia kafasa. Eketele bregedia. Regadaya bareata. Pray other tongues. Meketeye buriada. Ragadaya bariada. Sikaya. Eteketele gedia. Rodeshi. Meriaga. Maria dasoata. Meketele bredika. Encounters, and there are encounters with porters that shift you up. That prophecy has come for this camp meeting. Endless possibilities here. And you are stepping through the porter, you are landing somewhere else. A bigger you is coming up. You are turning and saying that, come, this business, why have you not opened this since? This book, why have I not written it since? Why am I not yet on television? Because something has shifted. Pray other tongues. I am stepping in. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, Lord and Lord Jesus.
Sing it again, for you are glorious.
You are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne.
And all to you I lift my voice. Notice that after Abraham met Melchizedek, his mindset shifted. Even though God had spoken directly to him. But the Bible says that Melchizedek blessed him that had the promise. It was from there that I turned to the king of Sodom. That I said that I have lifted my hand. It was after I met Melchizedek that his heart enlarged like that. That I stopped telling lies about his wife. As you are praying now, Lord, I receive capacity to break into the next level of my life. I receive capacity for greater greatness. Pray other tongues.
Lord, I know to you.
I am seeing a lady. In your dreams, you are seeing yourself. You see yourself. Don't be embarrassed, but you see yourself under a small roof, a low roof, that you cannot lift your head up. And many times in life, you feel like that. You feel that you want to stand up, but the roof above you is too low for you to stand up. Today, the roof is lifted. The lid is lifted off your life. And the power of God is coming upon that lady. For you are glorious.
For you are glorious.
I go to pray. Stand up if you can. If you can. Are you ready to pray? 5 minutes intense prayer. Lord, I am breaking into my large place. I am breaking into my large place. Forcefully, I am breaking into my large place. Listen. When he talks about the greater than John the Baptist, he says that the least is greater than John the Baptist. The next verse says, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and violence taketh it by force. Amplified says, a path in this kingdom is sought after with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. That means that this prayer is not making pen some panina. Bring brum 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 digani and daya by laba. Let your jungle mature today. The motions of prayer will show us where you are going to. The motions of prayer will show us what you are breaking into. Kela razo sakaya daeba, eregedegaba, ratakaya, rege, meketeke, mozeyadia, raza, korea, meketeyegedia, rotekeya daeba. You have gone around this mountain for too long. You are still in the place, in the radius of envy. Break out of that radius. I am an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. I am blessing my generation. My influence is going beyond my locality. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking to something big. I am unstoppable. As you are praying, there are 23 people. The mantle of greatness is coming upon them. 23. Bring them forward. 23. As you are praying, the power of God is coming upon them. Bring them forward. 23. God is putting a mantle of greatness upon them. You must eat up your community. You must change the destiny of your family. The nations must hear your name. Greatness. In the name of Jesus. Greatness. You are wearing like a mantle. Power of God is changing your story. Changing your story, sir. Changing your story, man. You are wearing greatness like a mantle. No limitations, no restrictions. Here,